'Tis the season to save big right now at Lowe's. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great Black Friday deals happening all month long. Now get a DeWalt 20-volt 3-tool combo kit for only $199. Plus get a ShopVac 5-gallon shop vacuum for only $49.98. Don't miss out on all of the great deals right now at Lowe's. Combo kit offer valid 11-2 through 1-30. ShopVac offer valid 11-9 through 11-16. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See store for details, U.S. only.
Relationships are full of mix and match and make it work. An ordinary mattress is not soft enough for you, not firm enough for him. Enter Sleep Number. You can both adjust the mattress to your perfect firmness, comfort, and support. Your Sleep Number setting. Only at a Sleep Number store. Don't miss the semi-annual sale. Save $500 on the Classic Special Edition mattress with Sleep IQ technology. This weekend, we're honoring our veterans by donating a portion of sales to our charity partner, Blue Star Families. Hurry, ends Monday. Only at one of our 500 stores nationwide. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. No better sleep with Sleep Number.
Run to Old Navy this Friday to get sweaters for just $10 for adults, $8 for kids and baby. Better hurry. This incredible sweater deal is just one day only. This Friday at Old Navy. Valid 11-11. Select styles and in stores only.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
You will love it. Throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The longest drought in the history of American sports is over.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. It'll be around 80 degrees at game time for the Bears Sunday in Tampa. And Coach John Fox says they'll be ready for that.
Jen Gibson, our sports science coordinator, they've got little pods they take. Some guys that have real big history, can do IVs. So we're prepared for it. It's not the world's biggest locker room for IVs, but we'll manage. Our medical guys do a good job.
Bears are also hoping to win a couple games in a row. They haven't done it yet. They've only got two wins this season. Meanwhile, Tampa's got three. They practice ahead of their game Sunday there, and they are getting healthier. Both Josh Sitton and Kyle Long, no restrictions in practice today. DeAndre Hall was the only Bear to sit out. Meanwhile, Bucks receiver Mike Evans has cleared concussion protocol. Elsewhere in football, an ESPN report says the officials who worked Monday night's Seahawks-Bills game, they're not going to have any discipline after they kind of messed up the end of the first half. Richard Sherman was fined $9,000 for running into kicker Dan Carpenter. That also happened right at the end of the half. NFL on the score tonight. We've got the Browns. We've got the Ravens. Our broadcast will start at 7. Basketball tonight, the Bulls, who had a back-to-back, they played in Atlanta and lost last night. They will play tonight on the road again in Miami as Dwayne Wade will face his former team for the first time. And the Cleveland Cavaliers were last season's NBA champions, and they won the title, and they got to go to the White House today. This update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in downtown Wilmette. And the forecast calls for super handling all-wheel drive available in the Acura TLX. Experience precision-crafted performance at your Chicagoland Acura dealers. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago sports station, and radio home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Greg Gabriel, NFL scout for 30 years.
The difference between the good teams and the bad teams in the league is one or two players.
Scouting the Bears' next opponent.
Handoff, Jacquizz Rodgers, left side, slams, into the goal line, touchdown, Tampa Bay. Jacquizz Rodgers goes over left guard.
Deep in the pocket, Winston floats it, near sideline, to the end zone, battle for it. Mike Evans has got it. Touchdown!
Greg Gabriel with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
This segment with Greg Gabriel is brought to you by Muller Honda of Gurnee on Grand Avenue, where you will not be disappointed. It is going to be the Bears and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a game that pits an oddly confident 2-6 team against a longtime rival. And Greg Gabriel is here to tell us about this game. He's on Twitter at Greg Gabe, and he joins us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Your CarX man has the lowest tire prices right now. Well, maybe it's the extra week off. Maybe it's the fact that they're coming off a victory, Greg, but the Bears sound very confident for a team that's only won two games.
Well, they sound confident because, yes, they're coming off a bye week. They're well-rested. They're probably as healthy as they've been since the opening game. And number two, they beat Minnesota pretty handily in their last game a week ago Monday. So I think that was easily the best performance they had of the season. Nobody knew what to expect from Jay Cutler coming back, if they were going to run the same style offense as they had run with Brian Hoyer in there. They really did exactly that. They had a strong ground game. I thought they tried to go deeper a few more times than when Hoyer gets in there, and they can do that with Jay. Now they just got to develop consistency on the offensive side and put up more points once they get in the red zone. That's been an Achilles heel of this Bears team for the last 2 years, is that there's too often when they get in the red zone, they settle for 3 points instead of getting seven, and that's a formula for losing games.
Hey, Greg, when you look at that win over Minnesota, how do you evaluate it now, looking at where the Vikings are and how they're playing over the last 3 weeks?
Well, I think if you look at every team in the league, they have peaks and valleys, and right now Minnesota's in a deep valley, and I think part of it is, and I've said this really almost every week I've been on, is that when you get to look at tape of what teams are tending to do with different players, then you got a chance to catch up to what they're doing and stop them. In the case of the Vikings, there's now a lot of tape with what they were trying to do with Sam Bradford at quarterback, and teams were able to come up with defensive game plans to be able to take away what he was able to do well. And now they, you know, with their offensive coordinator Turner leaving the team, it's going to be a whole new book again, trying to evaluate exactly what they're trying to do.
Is the Bears defense getting better?
I think they're getting better because they're getting healthier. And this week probably be as healthy as they've been all year. And the advantage to that is that you can play a lot more rotational, you know, the players. Before, you're playing with basically a four-man rotation the last few weeks because of injuries on the defensive line, and now you can go pretty much with six with Eddie Goldman coming back, Jonathan Bullard's healthy, Mitch Unrein, Keem Hicks, Will Sutton. Cornelius Washington's playing some pretty good football. He was banged up earlier in the year, and the same thing goes with the linebacker core, especially with Pernell McPhee back, and where he isn't as athletic as some of the other guys, he just has a determination about him and a leadership about him that I think makes the defense play that much better.
All right, so this Sunday, the Bears have the Buccaneers and Jameis Winston. When you scout the Bucs, what do we need to know about this team?
Well, they've got a pretty dangerous passing attack, especially the deep passing attack with Jameis Winston to Evans. And Evans is a big guy, 6'5", maybe a little bit taller than that. Tough guy to match up against. He runs well, a little bit stiff in the hips. He's not going to get in and out of cuts as quickly as some receivers, but he can go up and get the ball. And right now, the Bears don't have a lot of tall defensive backs that are going to match up against him.
So who's going to punish me for rolling coverage over toward that side?
Well, as far as the Bucs have, you know, their team is basically the passing game is Jameis to Evans. Now they got a
that's what
receiver,
I mean.
A second year receiver from Clemson, Adam Humphries is actually playing some pretty good football, and then they've got a receiving type tight end and Cameron Brate that's put up some pretty good numbers in recent weeks. But really, the key is try to take Evans out of the game and pressure Winston. I say that every week, too. Got to pressure the quarterback. Winston's numbers, when you look at him, aren't that great. He's got 7 or 8 interceptions. He's only completing 59% of his passes. But when he gets on a hot streak, he can be real dangerous.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about Winston. 17 touchdowns, 9 interceptions right now. When you looked at him going into the pros and, you know, coming out of college, where is he at right now as a professional quarterback to what your evaluation was of him?
Two-part evaluation. He had Jameis Winston, the football player, and from that aspect, is very, very talented football player. Obviously, coming from the offense he played at Florida State, he had a lot to learn. He had to grow within a pro-style system. But then you had Jameis Winston, the person and his character left a little bit to be desired coming out of Florida State, and that was the question mark. Since he's been with the Bucs, you know, he's been pretty much a model citizen. He's matured. He's become a leader on the team, and I think, you know, that speaks well of him as how he's acted as a professional player. So, you know, I think it's all in front of him. He's a very talented guy. Not as mobile as some of the big guys that you'd like to see, but he's mobile enough, and he's got a rocket for an arm.
What does Jameis Winston not want to do above beyond everything else? I mean, no quarterback likes to, you know, get his ass kicked physically, but there are some guys, there are certain throws that you might want to try to bait him into. Can you do that with him?
I'm not really sure. I've studied him that closely that I know what type of throws you want to take away. He has some trouble sometimes with the deep out stuff where his accuracy is a little off. He doesn't throw as well on the run as you would like him to do. And that's the key then, is get the pass rush, make him move around in the pocket. He's not the most mobile guy, and try to make him throw on the run. And I think that's where you can get put him in a situation where he might make the bad throw and throw the interception.
Now, early in the year, I think he was leading the league maybe through the first 3 or 4 games in passing attempts. It seemed like all they did was throw the football. How has their offense been balanced through halfway point of the season?
Well, their running game has been hurting, and most of it's been because of injuries. You look at Doug Martin, he hasn't played since the second game, and he's really their lead back. Looking at the statistics, you know, a former Bear, Jaquizz Rogers is the leading rusher with 300 mm-hmm. some odd yards. You know, the rushing attack as a whole is pretty weak. They have one of their starters on the inside, Panfilov, a Purdue guy who might not play this week. He's in percussion protocol, and that's not going to help. And their center got dinged up pretty good in their last game, and it's really going to be questionable whether he plays or not this week.
You mentioned Will Sutton before, and just as a football fan, one of my favorite things is when a guy is on a team and he's drafted for a certain system, and they change the system, but just because he's trying hard enough, he's able to survive and thrive by doing something he wasn't drafted to do. And I always said this about Alex Brown. And one of the reasons I loved Alex Brown was because they ask him to gain 20 pounds, he gains 20 pounds. They ask him to lose 20 pounds, he plays inside, he plays outside. And he was never a spectacular player, but I always had such respect for him as a professional survivor, doing whatever he had to do for whatever coach to try to find value. And Will Sutton, a little typical 3-technique guy who's tried to make himself into a nose tackle that nobody ever saw him being. I love little football stories like that of guys who are able to overcome those kind of headwinds.
Well, getting back to Alex, you know, he had a chip on his shoulder, I'm going to say pretty career because of the where he got drafted. He thought he was a second round pick, and we got him in the fourth round. So then, when you look at a guy like Will Sutton, he's an overachiever, so mm-hmm. to speak. He's 6 feet tall. He's probably 315, 320 pounds, but he's a football player. The game's important to him. He's got high football character. He's a tough guy. He really plays within himself. He knows his limitations, and he really, tries to outplay his limitations, so to speak. You know, I got all the respect in the world for him, and I agree with you, Dan. This guy, he's a football player first. He's got limitations that say, you know what, he's not going to make the team. You don't want him on the team. He doesn't fit your profile for what you're looking for at that position. But then when you put on the tape, all he does is make plays.
When you look defensively at the Bucs, and they have cornerback Brent Grimes, if he matches up against Alshon Jeffrey for this game, is this a matchup the Bears can and should take advantage of?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Brent Grimes is a good player. He's not a great player. Alshon, you know, obviously in the first half against Minnesota, with Jay in the game, he really didn't do a whole lot, but then in the second half he played strong. He's going to be one of the keys in that they got to get him the ball, but you can't force him the ball. And, you know, Cameron Meredith has had a great season. I mean, he's probably one of the unspoken heroes of this Bears team.
You can't have hero on a two. Greg, they're 2-6. There are no heroes. No heroes on a 2-6 team. Maybe okay, better than advertised, but okay. No heroes.
Dan, let's go back and look at this. Did you expect anything from Cameron Meredith when the season began?
No, but you can't have a hero and a failure.
Season's not over yet, Dan.
Okay.
No, but you can have a hero in that he has far outplayed expectations, and going forward, this guy looks like he's going to be a pretty good player, consistent player in the National Football League.
Okay, I agree with you, overachiever. I'll give you overachiever. I won't give you a hero.
Okay.
All right. So, anyway.
It's your show. You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, but you're the professional scout.
And he usually does, Greg.
Right. But,
I know.
But back to your larger point that you were making with Cameron Meredith.
No, I mean, I think Cameron Meredith and Alshon, and then if Eddie Royal's healthy, and that's the key, keeping him healthy, you've got some mismatches that the Bears have against a defensive backfield like the Bucs. The Bucs are small on defense. You know, as far as the defensive backfield goes, they don't have the guys to really match up consistently against the tall receivers that the Bears have.
Greg, we always appreciate it. Thank you for the information.
Okay, guys. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Greg.
That is Greg Gabriel, who does scouting for us.
All right. Remember the text we read earlier, the guy who said the Schwarber for Sale trade, that Chris Sale would be the greatest pitcher traded in the history of the game?
Yes.
The most significant, the greatest pitcher traded? Yes. Well, he texts back. He says, you guys do understand that you read my text mocking me for pointing out how ridiculous a Sale for Schwarber trade is. And 19 minutes later, Matt said to a Cub fan who didn't want to trade Kyle that the Sox offered Sale straight up, the Cubs would do it immediately. A real man would just admit he was wrong.
What?
First of all, I said I would make that trade. I didn't say the Cubs would do it immediately. I would make that trade in a second, and I have nothing to do with the Cubs. And we were mocking you because you said
you're an idiot.
Because you said Chris Sale would be the greatest pitcher ever traded, and you were dead wrong. That's why we made fun of you, sir. But thank you texting in again at 6711, brought to you by Grossinger.
That's a texter begging to be blocked if that keeps up. That's what that is.
Did you hear a percussion protocol? That's what a couple texters.
Some people did.
Okay, I didn't.
And by the way, the Cook County has passed the sugary beverage tax, which is a great tax.
Okay, wait. So you asked earlier, when do you vote on it? You didn't vote on it?
No, it was the city council. Or the county board, I should say. It was the county board.
Oh, so there wasn't something that Cook County residents get to vote
correct.
On.
Don't get to vote on the county board.
I thought it was something on the ballot Tuesday, and I kept seeing the commercials.
I know,
commercials,
then I heard the
and
commercials
like,
today, what? And I thought, why are you still running those? But it's a good tax, and it ideally will mean healthier people.
You got the sugar.
No. You shouldn't have been drinking it in the first place, and if it being a little more expensive means you don't drink more of it now, that's fine. For those of us who only drink water, sparkling water, black coffee, and wine, we're probably in pretty good shape. And paying taxes probably on that, too. Next up, Zach Zaidman with the latest on the Bears practice today on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Come to find out, Colin Kaepernick did not vote. Look, no athlete has been more socially active in the last several months, so how can that guy of all people, as committed as he is seemingly to addressing issues and affecting change, not even take the time to vote? And yes, I know, he didn't like either of the candidates. Great. Plenty of others didn't either. That's not a reason not to vote. Look, we all have tough choices to make all the time. Do your homework, make the hard choice. Not to mention, don't you have an interest in the senatorial race, where all the propositions and initiatives on the California ballot? Or is he only interested in police brutality and rights for African Americans? Look, these are two enormous issues in this country. He has a right to be concerned about those things, and I had no issue with him protesting during the national anthem. But I do not understand him not voting. Sure, he has a right not to vote, but given how socially active he's been, why wouldn't he? I'm Jim Rome.
Run to Old Navy this Friday to get sweaters for just $10 for adults, $8 for kids and baby. Better hurry, this incredible sweater deal is just one day only, this Friday at Old Navy. Valid 11-11, select styles and in stores only.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com. If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Attention, are you turning 65 and don't know what your Medicare plan options are? Are you already on Medicare and unhappy with your current plan? Medicare providers can help you choose the plan that is right for you. Call us today at 855-408-4081 and we'll connect you with a licensed agent to help you determine which Medicare plan fits your needs the best. You may also be eligible for a special enrollment period. The call is 100% free and the help is real. Call today at 855-408-4081.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
The following message contains a special offer for listeners of this station. Are you a man over 40? Are you constantly looking for the nearest bathroom? Do you wake up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? Right now, Perfect Prostate is sending out free bottles of their groundbreaking new formula to listeners of this station. Perfect Prostate formula was developed by medical doctor Mitchell Fleischer, and its ingredients have been clinically studied to reduce your frequent nighttime bathroom visits and promote healthy urine flow. Right now, preferred customers get their first bottle of Perfect Prostate absolutely free. There's nothing to lose. Perfect Prostate is guaranteed to reduce that constant urge to use the bathroom, especially at night, and promote healthy urine flow. Don't wait. Call now for your free bottle. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617. Supplies are limited. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617.
Offer. Sunday, get ready for the game with the Scores Football Pregame Show, presented by the Patrick Auto Group, live at Sideouts, 4018 Roberts Road in Island Lake from 9 to noon, starring former Bear great Patrick Manley, NFL Hall of Fame journalist Dan Pompey, and Score Bears expert Hub Arkish. Come check out the show, eat great food, and enjoy Tito's handmade vodka specials. Then stick around directly after the game, because it's the Scores Football Postgame Show, with former Bear All-Pro center Olin Krutz, former Bear Pro Bowl tackle James Big Cat Williams, and Hub Arkish. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original hand.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Center, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to audioadcenter.com for more information. That's audioadcenter.com.
Hello, Zach.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. You know, the Bears, as healthy as they've been in a long, long time, only one player today was not able to participate in practice. That would be the rookie cornerback DeAndre Hall, who's still nursing that ankle injury. In fact, Kai Long and Josh Sitton, who have both been out for a little bit here with different injuries, healthy, practicing without restrictions today. The only new guy that was added to the injury report is the defensive lineman Mitch Unrein, who participated in limited fashion today with a back injury. So that's the football stuff. In terms of what you guys have been talking about a lot this week, politics, it's also dominated the topic of conversation when football hasn't been part of the topic inside the Bears locker room. And, you know, a locker room is usually a place where you have a mosaic of backgrounds. And a lot of players were talking politics today. Jay Cutler, Kyle Long, Jarrell Freeman, Zach Miller, Pernell McPhee. And these are guys from all different types of places. So you got guys from Indiana, Virginia, Texas, Florida, Nebraska. I put together this montage of them talking about what just transpired in our country. And it's a real interesting listen.
I'm happy with the results. I mean, I've supported Trump for a while, so I'm not going to dive into it. I know it's a sensitive issue, but I like where it's going.
Who said that?
Cutler did.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just kidding. I think that with our system that's in place, I think, and I'm hoping that checks and balances and everything will work out the way that it was drawn out to do so, and hopefully we can just kind of get together. You know, that's the big thing. Love one another. I mean, there's no reason to not like somebody if you don't like them, or if you don't know them, or feel some certain way about some other type of person. Give somebody a chance, you know. That's what I found, and I made a lot of friends because of it.
Whoever was in that office, we got to hope that they do great. That's because they're representing everybody here, you know, regardless of who won or anything. We can't wish bad on them, so we wish them bad on ourselves, right? So just got to pray.
I've been talking to God all day. I don't know what everybody else been doing. You know, God, I talk to him all day, every day. I talk to Sam sometimes and a lot of my teammates, but my main focus, I was talking to God and him, thanking him for the day, and that was about it.
I understand the platform that we have and we're, but we're just like everybody else. Great. You know what I mean? And I want everybody to just do better. You know, we don't need to tear people down. We're not all going to get along. We don't all have to agree with each other, but in that sense, we don't have to pick at each other. You don't have to come at each other in a negative manner. So I think we could do better collectively, and hopefully we got a guy leading our country now who nobody knows what's going to happen, but hopefully he surrounds himself with people that that help us move forward as a country and a united country.
You mentioned divided country. Does stuff like that ever divide a locker room?
No. I mean, you got a group of guys in here that we're focused on playing football, and it's a brotherhood. And as you know, families don't always get along. I mean, that's just how we are. Brothers fight. But at the end of the day, I think we all get along and love each other and through football. I put Jay as a write-in on my ballot for president. So, I mean, it's a unique group because you don't always get that, especially at this level. You know, a lot of guys are doing different things, families, not families. You can get pulled in different directions. So for us to have the cohesiveness that we have, not only on offense, but with the defensive side as well. I think I told you guys in, you know, April, June, when we were doing our OTAs, it was kind of the closest group that I had been a part of.
That's Zach Miller, the tight end, talking about the closeness of the Bears locker room. He was joking. We clarified with him after his press conference. He was joking. He did not put Jay Cutler in on his ballot. Because I know if I didn't say that, you guys would pepper him with questions about it.
No, I knew he was kidding. You could tell he was kidding.
But I do think it's interesting because there was a long time, especially, Dan, when you covered professional sports out on a beat here with the Bears and, you know, during the Jordan era, where, you know, you didn't hear guys talk about this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
publicly.
It's better now. I think I like it.
I think it came from, you know, when Muhammad Ali died, I think after that point in time, when a lot of the current athletes started to learn about who this guy was and what he did, I think sometime over the summer, if you notice, people became a little bit more outspoken and started to take some political causes more seriously, and I think it's a good thing for our country.
I agree. So the Bears, they probably were prepared to weather some of these questions. But Pernell McPhee is just the best. He was too busy talking to God. That's great. Did anybody ask him what God said? Because this would be a good time to sort of have an in with the big fella.
Yeah, remember, this is a running dialogue that he's got with the big man upstairs. If that's where he is, I don't know. I mean, it could be a different guy. I'm not really sure. But remember, he helped heal him and put him back on the football field. He had a good performance against Minnesota. So clearly, whatever he's been saying to the big guy has been working.
Hey, Zach, when you look ahead to Sunday and the Buccaneers, looking at the injury report for Tampa Bay, how do they match up? How healthy are they going into this game, and what areas are weaknesses for them?
Well, I think the biggest thing with them is, you know, they've had trouble winning, period. I think, you know, the Bears feel that defensively they have an advantage here. The key is going to be stopping whoever is going to run the ball for the Buccaneers, because if you do that and you create situations in which you can generate a pass rush and you know that the other team's going to be throwing the ball, I think that's where the Bears can have the advantage, especially now that their pass rushers are healthy, that Leonard Floyd is healthy, that Pernell McPhee is healthy, and you know what Willie Young has been able to do this season. So to me, the key is being able to stop the run, even if it's Doug Martin who comes back. We don't know yet.
Looks like he's going to be back, and it also looks like Mike Evans is out of the concussion protocol.
Yeah, which was expected. You know, he practiced a little bit the other day and got the full clearance today, so he's going to be out there on Sunday, and that probably means that Tracy Porter is going to have a big task ahead of him of trying to stop Evans, who's been one of the best receivers in football statistically this season. A big guy, too, just like Alshon Jeffery. So Jameis Winston can do the same thing that Jay Cutler does when he throws to Jeffery, which is throw that 50-50 ball, and you have a pretty good shot of making the play because of the size-speed advantage that Evans does have, although Porter is technique sound. So that'll be interesting. That's why the pass rush is important. But to generate that pass rush, you got to earn it, which means stopping the run. And while Doug Martin may be back, I think if Eddie Goldman can go, and so far all signs pointing in that direction, that helps the Bears a ton in terms of their ability to be able to stop the run.
Zach, hang on real quick. Really sorry, because I was watching the Chicago Cubs win the World Series this year, so I haven't been all that in tune to what's going on with the Bears.
Bears are 2-6.
2-6.
Jay Cutler missed 5 games. He came back. They had a huge performance against the Vikings in their last
game. I saw that game. That was a really good game. I did post-game with Olin on that one. It was a lot of fun. Kevin White is what I wanted to ask you about. Where's his season at, and any chance of him playing before the year's up?
We don't know yet. They said that we know that he's recovering from a surgical procedure. to fix the broken leg, and if he's okay, maybe at the end of the year they take him off IR and he gets a chance to play. But I don't think that's something that's going to be discussed until at least next month.
All right, Nuggets tidbits, please.
All right, you may follow social media and be aware of this mannequin challenge that has taken over America and the world.
Mm-hmm. I have seen it.
Well, the Bears did their own the other day, John Fox and Jay Cutler were asked about it. You can go on social media to actually find the video, but here's the head coach and the quarterback about that performance.
Actually, I just was made aware of even what the heck the mannequin challenge was yesterday. A couple of our players brought it to us, and it took all of about 20 seconds to do that, but it was very interesting.
Just one take?
Yeah, it's hard to mess that one up.
Yes, they told me to try to act like a quarterback as much as possible, hold the ball, and not move. And, they said for 20 seconds, and then you can leave. So that was the extent of my responsibilities, and I feel like I did okay.
You just stand there. There's not much acting involved.
Will Sutton at the nose in the mannequin challenge, is that an indication about Eddie Goldman's availability for Sunday?
We're not supposed to be divulging that kind of stuff, right? I don't think the mannequin challenge is our lineup necessarily.
Ooh.
Someone's
intrigue.
In trouble. Someone is in trouble.
Somebody's fired. Thank you, Zach.
See you guys.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern basketball update, you all right?
It's really dumb. We're looking at the mannequin
challenge. We're watching the Bears mannequin challenge, and it's
really
just
stupid.
Yeah,
people standing.
I haven't
movie reference.
I haven't actually figured out what
mannequin.
It's for. Yeah, I know. I've seen the movie Mannequin.
No, Dan looks puzzled.
Oh yes, that's one of the Brat Pack guys, right? Like, who was it? Andrew McCarthy?
Yeah, Andrew McCarthy. Okay. Movie reference?
Well, no, that's an actor.
Movie reference?
He's in movies, though.
We already made the movie reference.
But you mentioned an actor.
You abuse the movie reference thing.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
I do not, because I like him to play it like 83 times a show.
Wow.
83.
Danny, don't.
Who is the mannequin in the movie?
I think it was an actual mannequin.
Well, no. Well, there was one, but there was
an actress. He like falls in love with a woman who's actually a mannequin
or
and
something.
Then it's like an inflatable doll.
No, I thought she was a mermaid.
That's Splash.
Okay.
Movie reference.
Is it just tossed it right up to you guys? Like
Kim Cattrall?
Like puppets.
Was it Kim Cattrall?
Dance for me, puppets.
A young artist searching for his vocation makes a mannequin so perfect he falls in love with it.
Wait, Kim Cattrall, she was in the Sex and the City movies, right?
Movie reference?
Yes, yeah, so the show.
The show, yeah.
Because that was a TV show,
The other woman listed here is Estelle Getty.
I don't think it's her.
She played the mannequin.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think she did.
So,
you can buy it for $8.79 right now, the DVD.
The movie or the mannequin?
The movie, if you want it. I can order it for you right here.
Nah, I'm good.
Is it new or is it used?
It's not nude.
Not nude. New. N-E-W. Is it new?
Here we go. 1987. That's the trailer for it. I don't want to watch the trailer. Here we go.
So I've seen people do the mannequin challenge, but I haven't figured out why they're doing it, or I haven't really explored that. Why? Is it a charity thing?
No, it's probably more like the Harlem Shuffle, where it's just something people do.
Oh. Why did that start?
I don't know.
Why'd what start?
The mannequin challenge?
I don't know. Do your update and I'll tell you.
Well, because you're going to look it up?
Uh-huh.
All right. Did I tell you? Oh, yeah. From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. You heard about all the Bears stuff just now. They're going to play Tampa. And other stuff. There is a report that says the officials who worked Monday night's Seahawks-Bills game, you know how screwy the end of the first half was? None of them are going to face any sort of discipline. But Richard Sherman is. He's going to be fined $9,000 for running into kicker Dan Carpenter. We've got football on the score tonight. It is the Browns and the Ravens, and the broadcast is at 7 o'clock. Dwayne Wade will take on his former team, the Miami Heat, tonight as the Bulls are on the road. After losing last night in Atlanta, they're having a back-to-back, so they'll play in Miami tonight. And the Cleveland Cavaliers, last season's NBA champions, and they went to the White House today. The Compassionate Physicians of Presence Health are a great choice during this healthcare open enrollment period. With hundreds of physicians across the state that accept most major health plans, it is easy to find one near you. Visit presencehealth.org/docs to make an appointment with a doctor today.
It's believed to have been started, the mannequin challenge box. Phenomenon remaining motionless like mannequins, blah, blah, blah. Students from Edward H. White High School in Jacksonville, Florida on October 26th, 2016. It doesn't say why they did it, but apparently their video went viral and then other people started doing it. And this is where I saw it, was on the Hillary Clinton, the airplane. They did a mannequin video with her, John Bon Jovi, Bill Clinton, Abedin, and other staffers on their campaign plane. That's the video that I saw. I couldn't remember what it was. But several sports teams have done it, and it's dumb. So
yeah, I mean,
so it doesn't like raise money for anything. It's not like the ice bucket challenge.
That's what I was thinking. It was something like that.
I don't know. Maybe it is, but it doesn't say it is here.
Yeah, we should probably not follow high school kids, you know,
as far as what they do.
You're right.
Ellen DeGeneres and Warren Beatty created a video of a table tennis game and posted it to Instagram.
Ugh. And we should probably not do anything Ellen does.
Why?
Why would we?
I find her likable.
Singer Adele adopted a Western theme in a November 7th video. So she just did one.
Adele did one. Anybody else?
Destiny's Child.
Are they still a thing? I thought Beyonce was on her own. So
she is. But they must have done one. Yeah. Together.
All right. Well, thank
Steelers,
you,
Steelers, Cowboys, Bills, Giants, Bucks, and Kentucky Wildcats basketball team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Great.
Asked and answered.
And the 773 says, you mean the Harlem Shake, not the Harlem Shuffle. So that's something very different from the 1980s. Yes, the Harlem Shake.
What was the Harlem Shuffle?
Well, there was a song. No, but it was the Harlem Shake. That's where they did all the dances. That
right.
The Heat did that thing where the Birdman was waving his arms. Yeah, that didn't last very long either.
Shuffle was a Rolling Stones song.
Do the Harlem Shuffle, yeah. And their new album sucks.
Harlem Shuffle is an R&B song. It was an R&B song originally recorded by the duo Bob and Earl in 1986.
There. There he is.
And then covered by the Rolling Stones on their album Dirty Work.
Yeah.
You are so good with Wikipedia.
House of Pain sampled.
Oh, wait, Dirty Work?
Yeah, Dirty Work.
Movie reference.
House of Pain sampled the song's opening horn line in their breakthrough single, Jump Around. So that's from Harlem Shuffle.
All right.
Which is different from the Harlem Shake.
Right, but originally recorded by the duo.
That's the Harlem Chic. He's
Bob and
too.
Earl.
He's been deported.
Here's the other thing I have. When you do the mannequin challenge, does everybody do it at once, and then the last person who is still standing win something, or does everybody stop at the same time?
I don't know. Finish your damn update.
I'm done.
All right. Well,
I think you should
home of the world
talk all the way through the second half.
I think you should do a mannequin challenge box, but make it unique and your own.
Nah, I'm
like you
pass.
Should actually bring a mannequin home.
I'm gonna pass on that one.
Okay,
I'm done. Bye.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Jewel. Shop Jewel and save on Jennie-O frozen whole turkeys, just 49 cents a pound with $25 purchase. Limit one. Get 24 packs of Miller, Coors, or Budweiser for $13.99. And get 3 cans of select signature canned vegetables for 99 cents. Limit 6.
Sushi, tacos, burgers, salads, there's something for everyone at Hub 51, Chicago's hottest restaurant, located at 51 West Hubbard in River North. Hub51chicago.com.
Greg Gabriel joined us to talk a little bit of football, but the baseball talk was fun. And we got into some stuff about valuation and positional significance and the Cubs lineup and doing some what ifs, because I'm not done with baseball yet. I don't feel I can be.
All right, with the election of Donald Trump as president, it may have an impact on the Olympics coming to Los Angeles. Now, I don't care if they go there. It's not my town where I live. I don't want them here in Chicago. That's fine. But there's a possibility that the way he carried himself through the campaign could impact the 98 members of the IOC as far as how they might vote. And asked if there is an impact, it may have. The IOC's longest-serving member, Dick Pound of Canada, said, At the same time, Pound did not rule out the possibility that Trump could help the votes if he travels to Lima, Peru in September to pitch the LA games in person.
That is a name, not a punishment.
Right. It's Dick Pound. He's from the IOC, the longest member of the IOC.
The longest member?
Longest serving member. longest serving member. Yes. I'm sorry, I missed that. I missed that word there. The longest serving member. He's not just the longest member. He's the longest serving member.
I'm sorry, you've been found guilty, and I sentence you to Dick Pound.
No!
Dick Pound did say if he's there, evidently he's someone who feeds off his audience. There's no reason to think.
Come on, it's not like what Maddie said during transition. It's his name.
That wasn't my watch, so I don't know what he said during transition.
I said that they had a stripper come in and sit. Oh, I can't say that. I can't say it again.
It was a Monty Python song from Live at Hollywood Bowl, where they were all dressed like waiters. That song, that thing, he said.
And one of the other members.
I can't believe you dumped that.
He said that. Well, you can't say that.
Yes, his name is Dick Pound.
He said that Donald Trump has been rude to everybody. I don't believe it will affect the bidding in any way. So that's another member. But let's see if the Olympics stay out of the U.S.
If you watched the Bulls game last night, you saw their Achilles heel. You saw it in real
time. That's what you talked about.
Against a coach who knew how to exploit it, that Rajon Rondo is a good basketball player and a valuable basketball player. But he sucks at shooting. I believe he's at 35% for the year. I think he's a 3 of 15 from three-point range. And a smart coach with a disciplined team can do what they did. And that is in the half court, his guy sags, and then they're able to rotate to the ball. It's not just Rondo's guy who runs and gets somebody else. It's always having an extra guy based on rotations. They can always send somebody near the ball to double the ball, and then they get back, and then Rondo is left standing there to shoot when the shot clock is at 3. He was 0 for 5 in the fourth quarter, including 2 missed threes, and several of the other misses that the Bulls had. And again, they should have dominated with Butler scoring 39 and Wade scoring 25. Their defense was awful. Their bench sucks. They've got to figure that out. The rotation makes no sense. You can't have Mirotić and Portis out there. Portis looks like he's gotten worse. I don't know what he's trying to do. Their bench was so bad, and Doug McDermott couldn't guard you. I swear to you. He is trying so hard to keep up with guys. It just looks so obvious how much he's struggling.
Does he still have a percussion or no?
A percussion?
Is he okay?
He just can't keep up with anybody. And the Bulls are going to be the Bulls will be interesting because they'll score, but they've got to do everything right defensively. And man, I don't know how you solve this. I don't know what you do about a smart team just leaving Rondo open against the Pacers. You know, Cody Westerlund pointed this out. Rondo literally grabbed his defender's wrist to keep him from running away from him. I'm not making that up.
You stay here.
Right. He did it. He's like, no. You're not so fast. You're not running away from me to go help on somebody else. You stand next to me because they can't wait to leave him. So it's going to be a problem. The Hawks really illustrated. Go back and watch that tape. They illustrated what you can do against the Bulls.
Real quick, here's a story of domestic violence, which maybe you didn't hear. And it's a sad story, too. Florida International tight end Jonnu Smith.
Ooh, this is a weird one.
The team's second leading receiver and a possible 2017 NFL draft pick will not play another game for the Panthers after his girlfriend dumped a pot of boiling water on him in his dorm room.
How?
Smith suffered severe burns to his head, neck, back, shoulder, and arm, according to the arrest affidavit. Mary Gaspar, who's the girlfriend, she's 5 months pregnant with Smith's child, told the police that she and Smith have been arguing throughout the day on Halloween, explaining that she was feeling extremely emotional and stressed. She boiled a pot of water, then dumped it on him and was hitting him with open hands. She's been charged with aggravated battery.
I would hope so. That's second half. Usually we ask you what you think, but now it kind of doesn't matter because of Ranji, who actually is going to be jumping in a little bit.
I mean,
you're cutting out at 4:30. Ranji's going to be replacing you. We're going to the bullpen. Or we're Terry Francona. We're aggressively going to our bullpen at 4:30 today. But Dan Pompey will join us after the top of the hour with some football thoughts on the score.
I think, you know, our guys responded in the second half.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl, a production of Westwood One.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
For you, and that's what this is all about. It's about going into a mattress firm, talking to a mattress professional, explaining your what your sleep habits are, yours and your significant others, whoever may share that bed with you, and then they'll get you in the right bed, and maybe it's the Tempur-Pedic, and now's the time to do it, because for a limited time, you can save up to $600 on select Tempur-Pedic mattress sets, and significantly, sleep happy with no interest financing for 5 years.
Yeah, and Mattress Firm wants you to shop with confidence, knowing you're getting the lowest price. Now, if you happen to find the same or comparable mattress sets for less than their displayed or advertised price, you simply bring that ad in and they will beat that price by 10%, or it's free even up to 100 days after purchase. And sometimes buying some of these mattresses are pretty expensive, and it's a pretty big investment for some of us. So you can shop with confidence knowing that you will get, regardless, you will get the lowest price at Mattress Firm.
And as long as you're doing this and you're getting a custom collection mattress, don't leave without trying the adjustable base. Just at least try it and get that remote and figure out the different combinations and permutations and things you can do to optimize your sleep. It really makes a big difference.
So you go to mattressfirm.com, you find the location nearest you, and you get in there and take advantage before Sunday and the semi-annual sale with Veterans Day savings ends. Remember, up to $600 store-wide. And you can also sleep happy with no interest financing for 5 years. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
I owe the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I call Tax Solutions now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. Call 800-921-4588. 800-921-4588. 800-921-4588.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Test drive a new 2017 Jeep during our Black Friday sales event.
We're Kearney, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram on Grand Avenue.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Happy with the results. I mean, it's I've supported Trump for a while, so I'm not going to dive into it. I know it's a sensitive issue, but I like where it's going.
Thank you. Wow.
Jay Cutler. And got a chance to grab a phone call or two real quick if you got something. 312-644-6767. I have a lot of people asking me why I'm happy about the Cook County sugary beverage tax, the pop tax. Because I think anything that disincentivizes the consumption of carbonated sugar water is good. I think we have too many obese children sucking down sugar water who could just be drinking regular water. You know, we're not Flint. Our water in this city is perfectly good, and it's horrible for you, and it's a public health concern. It's not necessarily a class issue or a neighborhood issue. It's the fact that drinking that causes all kinds of problems and ends up driving up health care costs for everybody.
Yeah, and our guy B Mackers, you know, our fearless leader, Baldy McPherson.
He
stopped. He stopped drinking all the soda that he was drinking, and he dropped like 10 or 15 pounds just immediately, just from not drinking soda, without doing anything else different. Lost a ton of weight just from not drinking soda all the time.
Yeah, the same with sports drinks too that are loaded with sugar. And I remember talking to somebody, and the guy said, "Well, yeah, I drink all this Gatorade." I said, "Yeah, but you're probably carrying a bunch of extra pounds you don't need when you simply need to have water. You know, everything in moderation. Every once in a while." Sure, treat yourself to something, but there are people who drink sugary drinks habitually, and it's horrible for your teeth. It's horrible for your blood sugar. You get fat.
I didn't know a whole lot about it except for the commercials. So I looked it up while we were sitting here, and it's just a Cook County thing. So it's not going to impact me at all. Actually, it wouldn't even if it was Lake County. The 68 cents, I said it would add to a 2 liter and 72 cents to a, I believe, a 12 pack of cans of soda.
The 312 says if people stop buying sugary drinks, Cook County will start taxing your water bottles too. Well, that happened years ago. They already do tax
bottled water. One guy said they're going to tax the air that you breathe.
Oh, no. But how can they?
Is that true, man?
I think so. I think that's we should make a commercial for it.
The 217 says, as a dentist, I'm glad there's a tax on those beverages. It's good for the population not to drink that crap.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think they should tax dentists.
just everything they do or just,
Everything they do.
Your dentist appointment.
Yes. Everything they do.
I don't see any downside to taxing pop. And it's easy for me to say because I don't drink it.
I also don't see a downside in legalizing marijuana either.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with that too. This is something that where you can, and it's not to say that Cook County spends their money efficiently. I'm not saying it solves a lot of problems.
You mean Crook County?
There you go. Carlos in Logan Square, you're on the score.
Hey, Dan, I'm actually in complete agreement with you. I used to be a pretty heavy soda drinker, and I recently dropped it, and I lost like 10 or 15 pounds immediately. I still kind of drink soda every now and then because, you know, I got to drink some of it for no reason. But, it works, and I don't know, I think it's a good idea for people to have to pay for the privilege of drinking something that's bad for them.
Right. If you drink something that's bad for you, then take some of the burden off the way it drives up healthcare costs for everybody. Thanks, Carlos. Oh, boy, here come the kooks. There are a lot of people out there now. Wow. On I-57, Garrett is on the score.
Dan, how you doing?
Fine.
Classic answer from Dan.
Well, you asked me how I'm doing. What would you prefer I say?
You're on the radio. You're in Chicago. The Cubs won the World Series. Trump's president. You're doing great, right?
The answer's fine. Answered honestly.
All right, fair. Very fair. All right.
Oh, boy.
My plumber was in the other day. I was under the impression that my water was very clean because I live in the city, as you just mentioned. He told me that if I were to know what our water smelled like before it was ran through whatever fluoride systems they utilized, we would not ever drink the water coming out of our
faucet. But it is run through treatment systems.
Fair, but he said we should not drink it, is what my plumber told us. And he said that the water in your bathroom is specifically...
All right, maybe you have a water. Maybe you have a water problem where you are.
He works in the city. He works
okay,
all over the city.
Okay, well, wherever you are, first of all, I don't know who your plumber is or what he's talking about, but the water is treated and fluoridated.
And why do you think that Aram tore the streets up and attacked the pipes over the last 6 months to a year?
I don't know. I suspect that the pipes needed updating.
For a reason, I would assume.
Because they were old?
Yeah, and because we were probably going to be Flint, but at a larger scale, and you had to clean it up.
All right, Garrett, hey, thank you so much for the call. Really appreciate it. You take care and have a great night.
All right, Dan Pompey next on the score.
Molly here from the Molly and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Now that the Cubs season is over, we have a little time to focus on the Bears. Can Jay Cutler and crew make it 2 in a row? It's Bears-Bucks in Tampa. We're talking about it right up to game time, so get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Tis the season to save big right now at Lowe's. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great Black Friday deals happening all month long. Now get a DeWalt 20-volt 3-tool combo kit for only $199. Plus get a ShopVac 5-gallon shop vacuum for only $49.98. Don't miss out on all of the great deals right now at Lowe's. Combo kit offer valid 11-2 through 1-30. ShopVac offer valid 11-9 through 11-16. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See store for details, U.S. only.
Which I still refuse to watch, and I will never watch. My big guy, Big Bang Hank, he loves watching The Grinch, and it's just on all the time. And he can even use the X1 voice remote to find it himself. It's just that easy to use, and it's part of a great in-home entertainment system, and you should have it as well. The X1 system also comes with the X1 DVR, where I can watch one show, record up to 5 others at the same time. I can use the Xfinity TV app all the time on my smartphone, which I do when I'm on the train going back and forth from the city. I can even access my DVR and Xfinity On Demand, and Xfinity On Demand is the absolute best thousands of movies and TV shows right there at your fingertips. And then you couple the X1 system with Xfinity's in-home Wi-Fi, and their internet is unbelievable. It's the fastest and most reliable in the country. And right now, until November 29th, new customers like you, if you don't have Xfinity yet, and I don't know what you're waiting for, you can get ready for the holidays with a limited time offer on the X1 Starter Triple Play from Xfinity for only $89.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. You ask how to upgrade and you get $400 back. Go to Xfinity.com or call 1-800-XFINITY or visit an Xfinity store today. And while you're there, you can check out other products and services that Xfinity has for you and your family. But take advantage of this outstanding offer, the X1 Starter Triple Play for only $89.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. You call them today at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com.
Relationships are full of mix and match and make it work. An ordinary mattress is not soft enough for you, not firm enough for him. Enter Sleep Number. You can both adjust the mattress to your perfect firmness, comfort, and support. Your Sleep Number setting. Only at a Sleep Number store. Don't miss the semi-annual sale. Save $500 on the classic special edition mattress with Sleep IQ technology. This weekend, we're honoring our veterans by donating a portion of sales to our charity partner, Blue Star Families. Hurry, ends Monday. Only at one of our 500 stores nationwide. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. No better sleep with Sleep Number.
Run to Old Navy this